Today we are talking about the foaming clay mask, and I'm Christine Anderson, Marketing Coordinator at Colonial Chemical, and here with Molly McHenry.
Hi.
Senior Formulation Chemist. And this is 2046, and this one's really neat because you can use it as a mask and then also as a rinse-off cleanser. Mm-hmm. I don't think we have made one of these before, so did you have fun?
But yeah, this one was fun. I did get to take it home and try out a couple different versions before we nailed it down.
So first of all, we used Shogunate 100 NC, which we don't use a lot in personal care products, but like for face and mm-hmm. hair washes and stuff like that. We tend to focus more on the 160 NC. Why did we do the Shogunate 100 NC on this?
Yeah, we usually are using the 160 NC in the personal care formulas that we've been talking about because it builds viscosity a lot better. The 100 NC, though, has better foam. It's not as mild as 160. It's still very mild, though. But you certainly could use 160 in this formula if you wanted to, make it even milder than it already is. But since we're getting so much viscosity from the clays in here, we went with the 100 NC to give a bit of a boost in the foam.
And because this is a mask, you know, people get concerned with leaving products on your face mm-hmm. and you're just like, well, is it mild enough? Is it going to irritate? But this one's really, this one is really mild. So when you have it on for 15 minutes as a mask, it's still fine.
Absolutely. Yeah. All the surfactants that we've added in there are mild. And then in that leave-on situation, they're working by when you go to rinse it off, it's going to help it rinse off a lot easier. You can just add water and work it up into a lather and it'll come off very cleanly.
And this one doesn't. Have you seen the foaming clay mask that when you put them on, they like bubble up?
Oh, yeah.
This one doesn't do that.
No.
Those are neat. But this one is just strictly like your normal standard mask. And then just as a cleanser, it works up a really nice lather and then still rinses off. Like, I feel like I'm not mm-hmm. getting clay stuck on my face.
Right. So you can use it as a, daily cleanser that way just for everyday impurities. Or if you want the intense treatment, you can leave it on as the mask.
And then we put the Colmoist 200 in here, our humectant, because it works really well with rehydrating the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Because you said that a lot of people, normally with like oily skin, it seems that they're more attracted to clay masks.
Yeah, clay formulas are good for oily or acne-prone skin because they're good for absorbing excess sebum and impurities and tightening the pores. But that can leave the skin feeling really dehydrated afterwards. So Colmoist is in here to draw that moisture back in after. And both situations, if you're using it as a mask or as a cleanser, they're both rinse off. So the Colmoist, being cationic, is going to hang around on the skin and continue to moisturize.
And then I like that you added peppermint oil in there because I used to have it in a shampoo and it like leaves your scalp all tingly.
Oh, yeah.
I love it in this face wash. So this one kind of seemed, I'm no formulation expert, but this one kind of seemed counterintuitive because I feel like you would start with the clays and then add your ingredients, but you actually just add the clays afterwards.
Right. I mean, you're mixing this the whole time, so the clays aren't added until the end so that you can keep the mixture as thin as possible throughout, not be drawing in air. So when the clays are added at the very end, it's going to thicken up a lot. And you are heating throughout, so even at the end when you add in those clays, that heat keeps it a bit thinner, and then as it cools down, it'll thicken up even more.
All right, well, this was formulation number 2046. It is the foaming clay mask. It is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we're ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.